If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Tynan's Direct has done it again. This month only, get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
If there's something I need I don't already have, I know I'll get it from a good friend. If there's something I need I don't already have, I know I'll get it from a good friend. If there's something I need I don't already have.
Hi, everybody. It's Jamie Lee Curtis. You're listening to the Good Friend podcast, presented to you by iHeartRadio. It's a podcast about friendship, sort of the good, the bad, and the ugly, the triumphs of friendship, the immense connection and emotion of friendship, the laughter, and occasionally the tears. We explore it all in an unscripted, very free-form way with many, many different guests, some I'm very close friends with, some I've never met. And I hope that you will take away from it something that connects you to your friends and that the ideas that we talk about can maybe be taken into your own friendships. So sit back or take a walk or however you listen. I hope you enjoy it and stay tuned. Hi, ladies. This is how easy this is. We don't do any big formal intro. Uh-oh. What was that?
That's the alarm.
To remind you to be here?
Yeah.
Oh, good. It worked. For the uninitiated listener, you are listening to the Good Friend podcast, and my guests today are good friends. They are good friends of each other. They are good friends of mine, independent of each other, and we are a motley crew. So it's my friend Merrily Eckel and Jan Cox, or Jan Cox and Merrily Eckel. However, whoever gets top billing. Should we do it alphabetically?
She can have it. Yeah.
We all know each other really well. And it's so interesting because when I say the word good friends, you two just sort of like, boom, pop like right in my head. We don't work together per se. We all met in a place that we live sometimes, primarily around children, although at least with Merrily and me, it was around children. And of course, Jan, ultimately, it was around children. But it was about, I'm trying to figure out, like, what is the center of the nugget? What is the center of the nougat of us? But there's something incredibly magical.
For you two, it was definitely you had kids the same age. Boom, at that point. And you and I met a couple of years before, and I told you how to design your house. Well, but again, there are these themes. There's fishing, there's houses, there's kids, there's food. And the love of, you know, the place where we all met.
Yes. And, you know, there is connective tissue. I mean, the reason we're doing this is we've all been isolated. It's the COVID of it all. This came to me during COVID. And it really starts to talk about what is the connective tissue about good friends? What does it mean to be a good friend? And you guys are as good of friends as there can be in all of those areas. I would say omitting the fishing.
It's a thread.
Yeah. Yes, it's a thread. Jan and I met with Jan's at the time husband, Nick, who had guided my at the time and still apparently husband, Chris, who had just begun fishing. And so Nick, who was an expert fisherman, took Chris out and there were some photographs taken and we stopped by their home to pick them up. And that's when Jan and I met, and Marilyn and I met in a toy store where we both had 18-month-old daughters or they're around, and a Carol doll that was very expensive and said out loud to no one in particular, am I really going to spend over $100 on a Carol doll for my 18-month-old daughter? And from behind me, I heard this woman say,
yeah, I did it last week. It's a trap. We all fall into it. But that's the thing. We were growing as mothers. I think when you meet somebody and you're growing, your roots intertwine with them in that moment. And then you're kind of, yeah, you're woven together with them forever after that. If it's a growth period, it seems like you're putting out shoots. We're trying to figure out, do I spend $125 on a doll? It's not the money. It's the, am I this person? Am I this consumer?
Well, I've told Jamie this recently. When she and Chris were on their honeymoon is actually the first contact that I ever had with her, which was, you know, a good half a year before we actually met. But she came rushing over to me and asked me who cut my hair.
Yes, I do remember that.
When I was still living in San Francisco. And then years and years and years later, one of her, again, good friends, not connected, lives in San Francisco. And coincidentally, they still get the haircut by that same guy.
Was your hair short then? You guys all had long hair when
No, short. It was a good haircut. Yeah.
That's exactly right. It's the intertwining of things out of necessity in that moment.
Right.
Being a young mother, when you try to find people, who do you go to? And just for the uninitiated listener, and by the way, ladies, I know we have one. So I do speak to someone listening to us. I can't tell you how many, but
Dylan
think
Dylan Fagan seems to be listening.
Well, Dylan is the secret. Dylan is no,
secret
it's
sauce.
Good. No. You needn't worry. Dylan is the secret sauce. But beyond Dylan, who is the conduit, who is the connector of our dots, there's a listener out there listening. That's the nature of a podcast. So for the uninitiated.
Right now? Are they listening right now?
No. I didn't have an aesthetic life. I was not raised around food, culture particularly. My mother didn't eat. I didn't know how to do very much. And I am, as you both have experienced, I'm someone who I'm a bit of a barnacle. I'm a bit of a vampire. I'm a little bit of a life vampire because both of you were women who I just was like, ooh, I want to know everything that you do. I felt that immediately with you, Marilee. And the same
thing
with
Jen. Right. She seems to know what she's doing. That's the most attractive thing there is in a woman for me. You look at somebody and if she seems to know what she's doing, you just step in line behind her. That's what I do.
Yeah, but plus, you know, we could all be funny together too. And I don't want to do any of that other stuff if it's not, you know, somewhat funny.
Yes, you guys each had names for each other. I didn't have the name, but what was your names for each other?
They came from Right?
Yep.
They came from whatever happened to baby Jane.
Blanche and Jane.
Yeah, I'm Jane, obviously. And then she was Blanche. Yeah.
But
when we were 30 and 40, we were Blanche and Jane. This was before we were legitimately old crones.
No. Right. But I was, so Marilyn and I bonded over our daughters, Grace and Annie. And immediately it was, Marilyn, who was also raised in Los Angeles, who also went to this mountain area annually. And yet somehow we were virtually the same age. We're very similar types of people. And somehow we never connected except in a toy store about this doll. And it was a fast and immediate, like, OMG, there you are. Like, oh, I have been looking for a friend with a child to guide and to, as you said, have fun and to have a friend. You know, being a mom is really lonely.
Isolating. It's the only time I was ever depressed.
Yeah, all of this is about being moms, really.
Yeah, and it's lonely, I think. I found a lot of it was lonely.
Yeah, very lonely. The first couple years, you're culled out of the herd and you haven't found your new herd yet. That's what I mean by a growth period. You're so vulnerable and you're looking for your new herd. And you were very definitely a member of my herd.
Yeah. And then Jan, it was funny because then Jan and I connected up and Jan is, a designer. She's an artist. She's a photographer. She's a builder. She's a architect. She's the most delicious, I was going to say cooker, which is like tells you,
she knows what she's doing.
She knows what she's doing in a kitchen and knows how to present it and prepare it in such a delicious way with such ease and such generosity.
But how about it's always gorgeous?
And has exquisite taste.
But then we got to do it all together too.
Well, but that's my point. Then you and I connected about that. And I was going to publish a book called Copy Jan, which I think many friends do, is they find the person that has that exquisite taste, and then that's the person that guides all of those decisions. And so I wanted to do, you remember this, Jan, sure. I wanted to literally do a coffee table book at the time when people had coffee tables, like COVID did away with coffee tables. And it would have been like, hi, this is Jan. This is where Jan lives. This is how Jan lives. This is what Jan cooks.
Well, and now I can do it on Instagram.
Yes, exactly. And now, well, you can create it yourself.
Yeah.
This was at the time when there wasn't that as much self-curation. So but you and I bonded and we had some adventures on our own. Marilyn and I had bonded over our children, had adventures of our own. And then because you both live in the mountains and I don't, I triangulated because I remember bringing this into a triangle, and triangles are tricky. You know, triangle relationships can be tricky for people. And I just wanted to ask you each individually, sort of, did that ever get complicated for you, or were you pretty clear from it? So Jan, what would be your response to that?
No, I wouldn't probably have gotten close enough to realize that Marilyn could be a good friend without you. We might have met because of, small town, etc. But no, the triangulation has never been a problem. But see, I'm kind of weird because I expect to become friends with my friends' friends more than actually happens. Both ways. I would expect you to like somebody that I liked and vice versa. And of course, I've met, a fair amount of your friends through the years, and I like a whole bunch of them, but probably Marilyn and I are the only ones that are actual friends, good friends.
oh, I've just always known you liked her better. So I just gave you guys space to be the primary relationship. Yeah, that's right. How I keep from triangulating.
No, I mean, I don't think we've ever tripped over stuff in a bad way. I don't think.
But I obviously there are people listening, we hope, who this happens to. You know, people do get into triangle relationships. And then the thing that has been interesting is that you both live there. And so you two get to do more quotidian things with each other because you're there more in a quotidian way. Whereas I pop in and out.
Right.
And it still means the relationship is great, but it's slightly separate. And if I was living there is my point.
But again, one of the things about being good friends is that it's instant when you get back together with people. There's no gap, you know, it's as if you were always there. But I also think that we've all been respectfully separate from each other too, you know?
Yes. We're not necessarily enmeshed in that way that then can become complicated because it's hard to actually detangle. Everybody, Marilee also has another child. You have grandchildren. Marilee has grandchildren now. I don't have grandchildren, people listening, but I'm hoping someday to have grandchildren. But I think each of our individual lives have had, Jan has focused so much about art and Marilee has focused and has run a company for, since I know you, so that's 32.
Yeah, long time. 30
plus years you've run a small business. And
but we were never dependent on one another. And so there's nothing threatening. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We are so independent and we come together only for enjoyment. We are not each other's sounding boards. We are not each other's hand holders. I come to you for love that I know is always there. But if I have a hands down, flat out emergency, like I did this spring, when I thought my son was terribly ill, and I would have called my mother if she were alive, mm-hmm. because I would have known she's resourceful, she knows what she's doing, and she can help if I'm really in trouble. And that was actually you. And I was amazed. I was as surprised, you know, as you were that I called you. Hey, hi, my son's sick, really sick. What do you think? What should I do? Should I come to LA? Can you find me a doctor? That was a surprise for me because that's not really who we've been. We don't carry each other.
But I've always known that you are. I completely always acknowledge that the possibility. I haven't had that specific thing, but I certainly know. And again, I think we know we can come to each other for whatever expertise and help, you know, if, you know, that you would feel that you would need.
But isn't that spectacular?
Yeah,
it's just amazing. Sure.
I mean, yeah. That to me just is so cool and thrilling that as adult women, we aren't like to say that we, what you said, Marilee, and not have it even on a scale of 0 to 100, not even have 1% of coloring with feelings attached to it, that somehow it's a disappointment because you can't pop in and out of each other's lives if you then have to carry all the disappointment every time you visit, every time you connect. If you have to, I joked earlier on in one episode of the podcast that my beautiful mom, sweet Janet, couldn't help herself. So if I called her after maybe not talking to her for 10 days, let's just say 10 days for whatever reason, something was going on. It was either work or Annie or Chris or something or travel or whatever the F it was. And I called my mom and I picked up the phone and went, "Hi, Mom." What I would have gotten was, "Oh, hello," which is the baggage of, "You haven't called me in 10 days. I'm, you know," and she, our relationship was not one where I could go, "Mom, stop right away. Why?" You know, I would just have to sort of, "Look, I'm sorry, I haven't called. I've been really busy." And we never had that as friends, the three of us.
Right.
I don't think there was one time.
And no trepidation, no thinking in advance, "I can't call."
No. But also, I mean, coincidentally, we all knew, all three of us, each other's moms too.
Yes.
You don't know anybody until you've met their mother.
Well, yeah. And again,
obviously their grandmother.
We didn't spend tons and tons of time, but we knew it. We knew this, you know, everyone's backstory, you know, all that.
Yeah, you guys can see my mom, right? When you look at me, you see Nat. She's still here, don't you?
But also, I think the moms also really did like knowing all of us.
For sure.
In that way, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful. I haven't thought of that before. That's really thrilling to me to think that you're right.
Well, yeah. I mean, my mom was crazy about both of you. Whenever we were with your mother, it was just, she was, again, it was just perfect. It was seeing the whole story. And obviously she was super sweet. But I think that us not putting those trips on each other is just the way we are. I mean, I think it's just the natural thing. It's not like, you know, what wasn't like an effort.
No, but by the way, it isn't the same with everyone. I have friends who I know if I haven't talked to them that we're going to have to, I don't like to use this term, but we're going to have to unpack.
See the receipts.
You know, I have stopped for the exposure of what we're trying to do, what I'm trying to do with this is I have stopped explaining myself. I am 62 years old. If you know me, you know I'm trying to do something and I don't want to anymore explain. If you don't know me well enough and you don't know that I'm going for something, and if I'm not around and it's not been an egregious disregard of you, then you have to cut me the slack. You have to make this space.
I think that's a great, you know, energy boost, you know, to not feel you have to do that. If there's something I need, I don't already
have. I know I'll get it from a good friend. We'll be right back with more Good Friend after this quick break, so stick around.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us, to crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
I want to ask each of you individually. So Jan, when you were little.
Yes.
Did you make friends easily? Do you still have those friends? Just talk to us a little bit about your early life and friends.
I never had a problem making friends, but my parents moved a lot. And so my family were friends within the family. My father and mother and brother and I spent a lot of time together in situations where we just didn't have the access to other friends, and did a really good job with that. And so I don't have friends from grade school. I do have, you know, a couple of high school friends, a couple of college friends, but you're such a wonderful friend maker and friend keeper, and I don't need as many friends, and I've been in fact remiss in letting people sort of slide away. I mean, obviously when one's separated geographically, and so I don't have as clear a path with friends, I guess I would say. And of course, now I'm old enough where I've lost a bunch. Mm-hmm. And I've actually made a few new ones in the last few years, which I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. And but this year, I obviously do really well in isolation. I'm busy, I'm not lonely, all those things, but I'm very physically separated from friends because I don't have that many here where we live.
Same with you?
First of all, I was born on a ranch, you know, was 4 or 5 miles up a canyon in Central California. There was nobody, and there was no TV, and there were no distractions, and, you know, I had a gun. And a quota of squirrels I was required to kill. It's a long story, but.
But you had more brothers and sisters.
I had brothers and sisters, but they were ghastly. Mm-hmm. We moved to LA and into a neighborhood. It wasn't even a neighborhood, you know, it was hilly, that terrible kind of houses are far away. And I just went on safari. I got friends not only for myself, I got friends for my little sister. I found families. I just kind of went on safari. I just went hunting in my neighborhood for people to connect to because that's what I wanted. And I've kept every important connection I've ever made.
Yeah, you're somebody who definitely, I know, knows a lot of people from your past. You've mentioned them many, many times.
But I just grabbed people. I grabbed you. I grabbed Jan.
When you say you went on safari and that you collected them, did you not have that from school? It was more from your sort of culling your own.
Just me hitting the road and finding, you know, just I wandered the neighborhood. We were not very supervised. And I would hear children's voices and mm-hmm. go along and just play. Henry was that kind of child, too. We were just, and he's an extreme extrovert, too, in that Myers-Briggs.
Mm-hmm. But you married and had Grace. And Jan, you married Nick and had O'Brien and Alexander and settled in a sort of not isolated, but a lovely mountain town in a mountain world with, you know, seasons, obviously. And it's interesting because I would be hard to understand for Merrily in that safari way of looking for people. As you said, you did that with Terry when you met in the mountains. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have found or felt since we all knew each other, the distance has made it possible so that we don't have the guilt and carry all of that. But at the same time, there was something so fresh about what it felt like to be around the three of us together. I don't have that with anybody else. I have friends, but I don't have that freshness of these three individual women and their lives and how we connected up as friends.
I mean, partially that's because of not being together in the same town all the time, I'm sure. But it's just the chemistry. It's just the chemistry. I mean, again, you're making me think about these formations in, you know, that I haven't been. But I, up until recently, always had a gang. And I've had several. I mean, I had a gang when we lived in Northern California when my kids were younger before moving here. And then, you know, I had several gang. Well, I had a gang in my 20s, and then up here I had one that has dissipated. And I really like that. But I mean, obviously that's totally different than, you know, really close friendships.
She likes groups. Jan likes groups. She had a great time in Venice because half of the hotel she was staying at.
I have a new gang.
Yeah.
Well, I've had a gang there for a while, but I have, yeah, an expanded gang. I've had gangs in New York.
Mm-hmm. Do you have bandanas? Do you tag?
No.
We'll be right back with more Good Friend after this quick break.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
I find that female friendships, particularly female friendships, they are a source for me of so many things, from music, the arts, food, tactile. Like, there's so many things. I go to my friends, and the two of you are women who have such definitive ways of doing things that immediately I wanted not only to copy, but to sort of inculcate into me and make part of me. I am a direct result of my relationship with the two of you.
Bringing to mind the fact that your mother was also a Cancer and in fact born on my same day.
Right. And I also am a Cancer. And again, there is a mother link. There's a, from both sides. But I didn't have a sister. I had a brother. I had very interesting parents and grandparents. And my mother and my grandmother were neither one of them typical females, in that my grandmother was a brilliant professor and traveler and character. And my mother was a musician and, again, you know, very, very interesting, very well-read, ran a business, and, you know, were in control of their finances. Then I went to a girls' school for about 7 years and was basically, you know, kept away from any kind of co-ed situation. So, of course, all I wanted to do was get to play with the boys. And so I think that hampered me from being drawn to women in general as friends. I am drawn to funny women and creative women, but I don't have at all any similar point of view as you do, Jamie, on women friends.
And what were you saying, Merle? You said you similar moms?
Didn't we? I mean...
Well, you could look at them from a remove.
We look for... Yeah. Features in our female friends that have to do with our relationship with our mothers, for sure. I like women who know what they're doing. My mom knew what she was doing. I have almost no tolerance at all for a lovely, sweet, passive woman. I just can't help it. She doesn't register for me, which is terrible. I mean, that's half of my gender I'm missing out on, but I don't, that's not what I look for. I look for women who seem to know what they're doing.
I think that's fascinating. I mean, yeah, I too, both of you are the examples, you know, competence and real tactile talents, you know. Okay, Jan, if I was to throw out a number, how many times have you made a vinaigrette in front of me into a jar to show me how you make vinaigrette? How many times? 100?
Yeah, 50.
50 times. 50 times I have taken videos. I have written it down. I have, and I've only recently been able to make a proper vinaigrette. And I want to know people who know how to do stuff. I want to know people who can turn a space. Marilee, when you bought that house in town and you transformed it, I remember thinking like, oh my, wow, look at what she does. I mean, every place you've ever lived, Jan has that like in spades. It is an element of, I mean, Jan has lives in a spectacular structure home in a very remote area in the mountains, designed by we can say Tom Kundig. It's a very spectacular home. And as you know, Jan, I was as interested in that process. I had built a home, and yet who documented you every step of the way?
I have pictures of you when the excavation was being done.
I know
that you happened to be here in the pit.
It's because I wanted to see the whole thing.
Obviously, I'm super drawn to competence and guts and all of that in whomever. But yes, obviously, there's just a reality to it that I'm sure we were all drawn to because, again, we didn't have to work at becoming friends.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why either. It is very strange now that we think about it, you know, the meeting. How did that actually happen? When did we start hanging out? We did dinners together, I guess. And
yeah,
you would invite us both and we would both show up. And there was not any competition because we knew what we were doing.
That's but that's crucial here.
But I mean, then when the bad earthquake came and you couldn't reach your sister, and you called me in Idaho to rendezvous with your sister, you know, mm-hmm. to tell her that you were okay, you know, all that.
I was a very organized person, but I was the least talented in the sort of culinary arts. And certainly I was thinking about going up to the lake. There's a lake near where we all live. And we would do those wonderful weekends up at the lake. And what each person was able to bring. There wasn't a competition. And I think probably if I really boiled down the whole thing, that we were three separate women with separate careers, separate other friends, separate interests maybe, and yet we weren't a threat to the other. There wasn't any cross-pollination with our men.
Yeah, and we had confidence that when we did these things, be fun.
Yeah. And I think that's what people, when they are talking about friendship, I think having fun, because I've also, by the way, spoken to people who've, like all of us, have lost our moms and who have walked, you know, each of us walking through the losses, because life happens to everybody. It's, you know, nobody gets out alive. Nobody gets out unscathed. Everybody, we've all had our turn, horrible things that have happened in our lives. And we've all been there with each other in some form during those. In you know, bearing witness, being the supporting each other as friends. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I think it's the idea that we're not in competition with each other. And that has allowed this to really flow.
Well, and then I think then you just have a confidence that you just can move through whatever.
I love it, by the way. I love us. I love us. And I'm still waiting for the grandchild so that I can have that experience, because you guys have shown me how to do that. Both of you have shown me, again, how to do that. Because there are a lot of people who don't do it the way you guys do it. And I want to do it the way you guys do it. I want to do it.
And that's different because our kids have different needs. And I mean, Marilee's super, super hands-on. I'm hands-on when needed. My eldest grandchild is 16 today.
Sweet 16. What a good one he is.
But Marilee babysits long distance.
Yes.
I know. No, I hilariously do. His parents, I mean, if I had only had my daughter as a woman friend when we all knew each other, so that I would know that, yeah, waking up when your children wake up is optional. Give them the iPad and let them FaceTime Nanny. We play Legos, we talk. And now that he's older, he's 7 and he can function, because when I first realized what was going on, his parents are asleep. and he's found his mom's phone. And what he does is pick up the phone, push the button for Siri and say, call mom, because it's Grace's phone. And there he is, FaceTime. Hi, FaceTime mom. And they're asleep.
See that? That's what I'm saying. I now am looking forward when and if one of my children decide to provide me with a grandchild. I now have you guys, and you guys are the ones I would go to. And so when I knew I was going to do this show, I was like, okay, you two are sort of, because it's not just sort of like Jamie and her friends. I've interviewed people I've never met. I mean, literally, because I met a woman today. So Emily King, whose song is the theme song for the show called Good Friend. I met her today. I've spoken to her on the phone once when I asked her, I Twitter stalked her and found her and DM'd her so that she would call me so that I could ask her about securing the song to be the title song of the show. But I have never met her. And she is friends with another friend of mine. And I didn't know they were friends until I saw something on Instagram of the two of them. I was like, wait, you know each other? And then the three of us met today. So I've interviewed people I don't know. Obviously, I didn't want it to just be Jamie and her friends on the Good Friend podcast. But you two are so deeply essential to who I am as a woman and a mom and a wife and as a person. And it would not have been a Good Friend podcast without the two of you. And so I am grateful that you guys would be here with me. And it was pretty easy. Didn't feel scary. No?
No.
And you, Jan, you were about to say something.
Well, when you introduced the concept, then I immediately started fretting because, not because of talking to you, but because I feel like I've not got that many friends and I feel guilty about it. I've allowed some friends to sort of drift away. And so it's an interesting subject matter to think about.
Yes. And I'm happy that we did it. So for the listeners, for my one listener or more than one listener, my friend Marilee Eckel and Jan Cox have come here to talk about us as a friendship triumvirate. And you've been listening to the Good Friend podcast. And God bless you all and stay safe out there. And tune in again if you want. Thanks a lot. Good Friend is produced by Dylan Fagan and is a production of iHeartRadio. Our theme song, Good Friend, is written, produced, and performed by Emily King.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Diamonds Direct has done it again. This month only, get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. and regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.